Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Those are the two storylines coming from Greg Stanky. Coming from Greg. You know what? That's a character I would like to make on the show right now, is Greg Stanky.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name, Stanky?
Stanky.
Stanky.
Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
Not Scotty D, not Dan Issel. Oh my God. You thought it was funny when me, Andy Sweeney, a true gas bag, sitting in a studio right now. We'll get to Jeff Greer in a second. I can tell you why you know that Jeff Greer is not fat. It's bleeping warm in here, man. I had to turn the AC on. Oh my goodness. You thought it was funny when it was me calling him Greg Stanky. Greg Stanky leg. And look what happens. Dan Issel, the UK luminary, calls him that. Scotty D, the luminary, calls him that. How about that? There we go. That's how we get things going on this Tuesday right here on ESPN 680 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney, and I'm flying solo along, well, I guess not, with Jack Grossman.
Hello,
he's
ladies.
He's hanging out. Jack is, his mind is spinning after 20 minutes of Mark Stoops, and I didn't think Stoops was that boring.
Yeah, I was prepared to cut maybe one clip.
He wasn't that boring, was he?
Take that in, too.
Greer's like, he almost put me to sleep. Greer said, I was almost put to sleep by Mark Stoops. By the way, as Nick Valvano goes black on black there, we'll get out of here. I don't know if you're sick still, so I'm trying to keep him away. I don't know if he's got the variant or whatever Nicky DeBoot has. But yeah, Mark Stoops, you heard it right here. You heard it right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It was presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So we'll have coverage on the SEC Media Days. We have the SEC Network on. You know, Paul Feinbaum comes on like now, and you know he can only go to the phones or have coaches on. So if Stoops or any of the players, or if Beisner ends up, whoever ends up, someone Kentucky on the SEC Network, we will give you that content that I know you're just starving to have pumped in your veins, to have the content of Mark Stoops. 437-9680. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Can you do a favor for me, Grossman, real quick? Can you go to the printer on the sales side? I printed off two things. Yes, that would be
yeah,
one
Nick
of them.
Nick gave me that before
Run it in here for me? All right, there we go. I appreciate that. I also appreciate the musty Indiana shirt. I just noticed today, boy, that's full musty. You're done with the Ralph Lauren or the Chaps or whatever your mom got you at the Shelbyville the outlet malls. You're done. You're back to the end. That's what I'm talking about. You don't need a dress. You don't need a dress. I'm not Issel. I want you to wear musty Indiana shirts. That's what I want from Jack Grossman. There we go. Also, put this on the poll if you don't mind. Put this on the poll at ESPN 680. Did you know Mark Stoops was a painter? That was talked. What a odd way to be introduced. Mark Stoops. Let's see. What happened with Mark Stoops? He said he was a painter. He was introduced like a painter. He was introduced as some fan of music of some kind. And he was quoted scripture, I think, all throughout his 20 minutes. So we'll hear sound from that today. SEC Media Days. I'm interested in a few things with SEC that we can get to. Some fresh things. Greg Sankey also yesterday said something that I found to be interesting. Greer hit on it a little bit more than I did yesterday. And so we'll get to that. And that has to do with the transfer portal. Mark Stoops and others. Obviously, Scott Satterfield coming up on Thursday at the ACC Media Days. All of that will be talked about. So I want to do that. A couple different NCAA things, Wheel of Content, and Pete Futek, College Football News. He'll join us at about 3:45 today. And coming up at 4:30, John Hale, who is in Alabama for the SEC Media Days, he will get things going as well. Jack, I'm asking you right up, would you, is this something you would want to cover ever, the SEC Media Days?
Yeah, that'd be cool to go to.
Okay, so you think that would be a cool thing
I
to
think
do?
That would be fun, yeah.
Okay, well, there we
be
go.
Be amongst all the gas bags?
All the gas bags.
I think I would enjoy that.
We'd have to give you a fake station name. Like, there was one that was Huntsville 103.7 The Buzz, and like that doesn't sound like a real station. And I want to get to the bottom if it's a real station, and I might want to have somebody on. So we're loaded today. 4379680. Now we do have Mark Stoops stuff, and Mark Stoops today, over the things that he talked about that I found interesting, and we will get to that, and we will get to the sound as we go. He talked about the offense. He talked about the quarterbacks. He talked about when he knew he needed to change the offense. He talked about Rosenthal. He talked about Wandell Robinson. And I would say the main takeaway is Mark Stoops is so damn anti-9 SEC games. Like, go ahead and try to find me maybe whoever is at Vanderbilt. But, I mean, he is leading the charge, 8 conference games, not 9. So I want to get to that sound, Carino, in the first segment here, because I do think it was one of the leads. In fact, if you have it, this is what I would say was the thing that stood out the most, okay? And then I want to pivot to something else that I've just noticed with the Kentucky fans base. But go ahead. We're doing sports radio here. We're playing sound in like the first 7 minutes. Like Jason Anderson's back or something. Yes. Give me Stoops, who wants no part of another SEC game.
I wondered if people watched last year. You know, the league, there was quite a few people that struggled, if anybody took notice of that. So that's how I feel.
I mean, that's a great answer. It's a great answer because
short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah, but it's Mark Stoops giving personality. It's not coach speak, and he's talking. So anyway, I found that to be a newsworthy thing. Kentucky is not close right now. Right, I believe he said something to the effect Kentucky right now has a ways to go to hit the plateau. Vaccination, that's going to be a story worth watching. Louisville's over 80%. The guys talked about it this morning with Diener and Blank. By the way, Diener shining, right? I mean, shining. Diener's looked jacked, did he not, Grossman? He was jacked last night. Diener called a kid out at home, and now he's got to fly to Charlotte, a city he hates, hopefully on American Airlines, and that's what we need. I need Diener's great night to be backed with him being in a bad mood with travel woes. But anyway, 4379680. I want to get to all this sound and everything else. Oh, yeah, he's a friend of Toby Keith. Put that up as well. Did you know Mark Stoops was a friend of Toby Keith? Texas says that's personality. Yes. Yes. And they are football coaches. I mean, they are psychos. I got thinking about it. And I'm asking, and when we get Strebel back next week, it's a generic question, okay? But you know, I'm looking at Kentucky. I want to ask Pete Futek this at 3:45 and John Hale the same. I feel like that the majority of Kentucky fans, okay, are buying into, would you say 8-4, Jack, at least? Right? Like, if I mean, the majority, right? Like, the overwhelming majority, 90%? Honestly, 90%. Is it 90-10 that would say, hey, the expectation is 8 games this year? And I smile at that because I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, and this is what I'm trying to kind of sort through in my brain today. And that is, do I really feel that this year's different or not for Kentucky football fans? Like, because my take has always been, okay, and it's even been to get on Strebel's nerves, like, lately. Like, this is not something I ditched, like, 8 months ago. We probably did it, like, 8 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago. And that is, the pivot for UK football fans is always so damn easy that they can be good and it's great, or they can be pretty good and it's great. And if they're bad, well, it's basketball season and it's Kentucky football. And there is still in the analysis nationally of Kentucky and Mark Stoops, there is, everything is seen through, yeah, but you're Kentucky. Everything but what? The offensive line? Is that it? Maybe some of the running backs? I mean, they've had defensive players, but you know what I mean, okay?
Well, what would Stoops and Kentucky have to do to change that narrative?
Well, I mean, we can listen. That's Pukey Sports Talk Radio that we will do today, okay? I want you to keep that in your back pocket, Jack Grossman. But I got thinking about it, and I'm asking the question because now I need to search for the answer, and that is, Kentucky football fans, if it's not 8-4 and pounding Louisville, like, don't you feel that it's going to be a problem? Or is it? Or is it? Because every year, like, it's not easy to put the feet to the fire and say 7 wins is good enough. Why? Because you're seeing it through the prism of, we're Kentucky football. It's not, Jack. Grossman needs to know this. It's very profound. It's not what Mark Stoops has to do to shed that nationally. It's to shed it right here with the fans. Because I'm hearing, I'm telling you, the confidence level that if you said 7-5, it's going, and listen, it's a 1-game difference. Well, that's a big deal when you play 12 games. It's a big deal. You're not playing 82 games. You're not playing 35 games in college basketball, whatever it may be. We know
and
that.
And it's a sport where you don't, where,
well,
it's not,
overreact.
Where
you can, oh yeah.
Yeah. In college basketball, you can afford to lose games early. So it'll be really good. You can't do that. In
no, it's just like, Kentucky fans, I think, have put themselves on notice. I think the program has put themselves, if you ask for my State of the Union address on Kentucky football, it's a crappy, crappy State of the Union address.
State of the Commonwealth.
The State of the Commonwealth address. And we'll do the same tomorrow, Thursday, whatever, with the Louisville stuff.
The State of the Metro.
Yeah, the State of 502. The State of Ethan Moore and Biggest Biscuit. We will get to all of that. Is the program standard, what is it actually going to be? And you can't sell me, listen, you can't sell me, well, it's a new offense. Well, the last offense was terrible. So there's no way that Liam Cohen is going to bring in a worse offense, passing-wise.
Well,
okay?
That's what we said about Van Gordon.
Well, it's a good point.
And Peter Cervin.
It's a good point. It's a fair point. I am assuming that Liam Cohen is not a bum. No, you're right. You're right. I need to alter that. But I'm not buying the Will Levis. Will Levis, we all believe, is going to be the starting quarterback, right? I'm not buying, well, it's a new quarterback in a new system that then gives Kentucky a pass this year. okay? There is no pivot. That's how I feel going into this season. And I feel it's like that, Crean, but I feel like this time I'm almost buying into it means something. Does that make sense? In fact, I never buy in because I know Kentucky fans are going to pivot. And if you go 7-5, and that means you would lose to, I mean, Missouri and Tennessee or Mississippi State in any game that matters. You would lose to all those. You would lose to Georgia. You would lose to Florida. You would lose to LSU. I would just go down and you would, boy, that's an odd way. You might as well save that for the mixtape. I would just go down the schedule and see that. But this year, I feel like I'm maybe it's because I'm in the weeds too much on like Twitter and nonsense like that. I feel like I'm right there on the edge that I want to buy into accountability is going to be held. Will Levis, you bring in a guy from the transfer portal. And anymore, the sell job on the transfer portal is what? What's the sell job? They can play right away. If you're in college basketball, yo, Chris Mack doesn't need to go out and get Q Slaz and Gabe Wisnitzer. He doesn't need to. He's on the transfer portal, right? I mean, look at what Kentucky did. Look at the teams, what they've done around here, right? If Xavier Johnson's good at Indiana, they'll be good. I'll give you an IU drop. It is Xavier Johnson. Okay, yeah. I want to make sure was it. Yeah. Yes, there we go. Yeah, I followed him on Twitter. He didn't have many follows for some reason.
The one good transfer.
Yes, the one way. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There you go. Hey, it's something. It's better than nothing. It's Mike. There you go.
Might be the second best player on the team.
There you go. He's going to be good. Yes. Well, he better. Yes.
Yeah, they need him to be good.
Enough IU talk, but yep. you understand what I mean. So I am all like on the edge. Is there going to be accountability here in the games that are seen as kind of 50-50 games, in the kind of games where Kentucky is trying not to drop back, like losing to Tennessee? You dominated them last year. Losing to Missouri, what, they've won 4 out of 5, lost last year, but have won 4 out of 5. And Missouri just had a much better quarterback. I mean, let's just be honest. They just had a better quarterback, and that's why they won the game against you last year. And so I think the program and the fans for Kentucky football have bought in, because winning 10 games a couple years ago was still a surprise, 10 games, right? But I think going into this year, it's like what Satterfield went through last year. 2 years ago, we won the 8 games. Boy, you got so many of these guys coming back. And then they laid the dud last year. To me, this is a big year for Mark Stoops. I would go as far as saying that I feel like this year we will find out the trajectory. I can't say that word. It's a difficult word for me to say. Of Kentucky football. You would agree with that, right?
Didn't we say that last year, though? I mean, wasn't that
You were an IU last year. What do you know about what we said?
I was not an IU last year.
Weren't you an IU last year?
No, I am I'm 16 months out of college now, which is weird. But
it also means you're getting old.
Yeah.
You're an old man now.
Yeah.
You're a veteran.
But one of the discussion last year of, oh, there's no non-conference games, now we find out if Stoops can actually compete in the SEC.
Good point. But the excuses of and then everything else.
And then they go 5-6, would have been 9 wins.
But they played the magic trick. Yeah. They played the magic trick of, okay, now we understand that the offense needed changed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Liam Cohen brought in his guy. Okay, the alternative here isn't Kentucky football is going to tread water till Liam Cohen can get a high school kid and take a year or two to develop him for Kentucky football to be good. You bring in a transfer for that guy to come in and play. You bring in Carly Jones, he plays. You bring in my man Kellen O'Grady, he plays. You bring in Sidney Curry, I don't know. I guess he's going to play, okay? I don't really know. You bring in, you know, right? You bring in these guys and they're going to play. They don't need a year of seasoning, 2 off seasons of seasoning. And so I'm not buying it with the quarterback stuff. They've had other guys. I know it's a system, but Gatewood and Bo Allen, if they're worth a damn, they should be able to go on the field and hold it down against a bad team, right? And maybe even Joey Gatewood should be able to do much more than that. They've been in college football for a number of years. That's just how I feel. I just, if it doesn't work this year, the pivots are not easy like last year. Last year, they had
had, they had tragedy within their program. And by the way, they underachieved greatly. I can make reasons and excuses, but in the end, everybody knows that they underachieved last year. Grieving or not, they lost by 60 points last year. And so Kentucky, and I think Mark Stoops is doing a good job now explaining some of that, but Kentucky football took a step back last year, and they had excuses and they had reasons, and they were valid. Some were valid ones. Okay, we've said that with Louisville, the Virginia Tech game, and there's been other. Hey, here's a win here or there that could have been different. So we can play that game if we want with Kentucky, but in the end, they regressed by losing some of the games that they lost. They regress for being one of the teams that was exposed when you had to play a full conference schedule. And that's understandable. We know if Kentucky wins eight games, they're not losing to ULM and Louisville and whoever else in winning eight games. But the pivots were there. I don't know what the pivots are now. Your quarterback room are guys that you have recruited who have had four stars behind their name, right? A guy that so much has been made of Will Levis and this quarterback coach. You bring in Liam Cohen, an NFL guy. You sell that. Football isn't a thing any longer. I'm going to wait a season or two for the guys to pick it up. That ain't the case. It's not the case. And so I don't even know, outside of an injury, and the Upshaw injury is a massive one for Kentucky. We need to talk about that. We will with John Hale coming up here at 4:30. He's live there in Alabama. But the pivots, I'm not seeing the pivots this year. I don't know where they are. Someone, you know, tell the future, if you don't mind. The beginning of the
schedule, there's always going to be a pivot.
The beginning, there is, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not buying in, but I want to buy in because I don't know what it is. Because I'm not taking the quarterback as an excuse when you have Bo Allen and Joey Gatewood and Will Levis on campus.
It's year one. They haven't learned the offense.
I'm saying that's not going to work with me. Especially you get a warm up game. And you have Chris Rodriguez, who's a stud. You have an offensive line, nothing else. Line up and run the ball against Missouri. Let's take a break. Early break, because I want to try to get in a short segment here, Jack, before we get to 3:45. Pete Futek will join us on the other end. A couple other things that Mark Stoops said, and a thought on Louisville football as the boys head down to the ACC. Media days there in Charlotte, plus a ton of text coming in. It's more difficult to do this when it's just me here. So we'll sort through those, get to the best ones. 437-9680. We got you to 6 o'clock on this Tuesday.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter, Jack sounds like he drinks Smirnoff Ice.
No, not really.
Well, what would be wrong with that? Get iced.
I don't know. I've just never done it. Maybe I should try it. Maybe I'd like it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back here on this Tuesday. Pete Futek College Football News is going to join us at about 3:45. John Hale joining us at 4:30 from the CJ. He's down there in Alabama for SEC Media Days. Speaking of SEC Media Days, it is presented by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, UPS, JobsKY.com, and Body Armor Sports Drink. Our coverage this week down there in Alabama. Also, a great deal, and I heard you guys talking about this around the office. This legit, I think this is as happy as I have seen Patty Ice in quite a while. Royals Hot Chicken. Royals Hot Chicken on Taylorsville Road in J-Town is giving away free chicken sandwiches tomorrow, Wednesday, July the 21st. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, July the 21st. Get yours in one of four Nashville-style heat levels, or you can try the classic fried. I'm all about the classic fried myself. No purchase necessary. Just stop on by. It's 10305 Taylorsville Road in Jeffersontown, in J-Town, and pick one up. One day only. One day only, okay? At the J-Town location, limit one free sandwich per guest while supplies last. And this is, I mean, listen, this is a great deal. The one on Taylorsville Road in J-Town tomorrow, the Royals Hot Chicken. And I know you boys were jacked about that in the back. I saw you.
Oh, yeah. If I wasn't in the hot dog eating contest tomorrow.
Wait, are you not going to eat it all before you?
I mean,
you're
going
to have to eat something. No. You're not going to eat anything.
That's the plan.
That's okay. Well, I didn't know how you, you know, trained for such a thing.
Which is disappointing because Royals Chicken is my favorite fried chicken in the city.
Well, there you go.
And so I am incredibly tempted.
We do have a tweet. My buddy sent me this. And I got to start following all these guys, okay? Adam Luckett of KSR tweet. Did you happen to see this? Darian Kennard, the potential first-round draft pick, the Mr. Everything for Kentucky football. Darian Kennard in the breakout sessions that they have. And this adds to my point. Quote, looking forward to Atlanta. I love it. Listen, it is clear. Listen, this season for Kentucky football is going to be so damn easy. And don't give me what's he supposed to say. And I need to hear the context. But Kentucky, and we'll ask John Hale this at 4:30, and I need to read text. Kentucky is very brash about how good they're going to be this year. This makes this season, thank God, finally. Because on basketball, it's easy. Basketball, it's easy. If you're an 8 seed, we don't give a damn about you. If you're a 4-5 seed, we'll pay attention. If you win 9 games, you get crushed. If you're Chris Mack in February and March, you fade down the stretch, you're going to get crushed. Okay? But in football, there's always, it's a rebuild. It's this. It's the. It's always something. And that's fine. I understand. But it's always, well, it's one more SEC game. Or there was this injury. Or there was this, there was global warming. There was tum-tums. There's always something. Am I wrong, Grossman? There's always something that's like a pivot. We're like, okay, it's a good pivot. Let me call out the bad ones, but Kentucky football, I want to thank Kentucky football. They are going to make the job around here so damn easy. If they're good, they called their shot. Mark Stoops is talking junk. Strebel's talking, even though Strebel's going to be gutless and have him 6-6. Everyone's talking junk. Everybody in that, and they're gonna call their shot. Now, what's good? Well, we can there's time left in July and early August, okay? We got a lot of time before we get to Labor Day to worry about that. But thank God, because Louisville, I don't know. Louisville's not doing that. Louisville's not doing, I mean, right? I mean, Louisville, I mean, Cam Teague said, hey, Malik doesn't play well. They're a fringe bowl team.
Yeah, Kentucky's also not in the same division as Clemson, though.
Texas says, I'm looking forward to the Meineke Car Bowl. Yes, I don't know. Oh, goodness, let's read a few of these. Texter says, I think you all have to do better in a 500 in conference to make Atlanta LOL. Texter says, Jack, you're going about it all wrong. Your stomach will shrink if you don't eat before the contest. Texas says, Andy, you would be about the classic fried, man up and get some spice in your life.
No, I'm with you. The classic fried's the best.
I just, listen, it is. My wife loves spicy stuff. God bless her. I just can't do it.
I'm with you.
It's not enjoyable to me. If it were like that, I absolutely. But give me the classic fried. Give me the homemade ranch and honey mustard and get the hell out of here.
I'm with you.
Get out of here. Texas says Bama beat Kentucky 87-3 last year. Texas says UK's getting LSU scraps now. Okay, so there we go. Texas says Strebel has been saying 6-6. Texter says two things. Number one, UK says this every year. Number two, Strebel will say 9-3. Well, the second one I'm interested in. The first one, and that's how I open things today. I don't know if that's the case. This is as brash as they've been, I feel, in a while.
Well, Mero's always, Big Dog always does this thing.
Big Dog, but Big Dog ain't the only one.
Right.
Like, I don't feel, and I might be wrong that the wiggle out of this one is going to be able to happen for Kentucky football. That's my belief. Texas says, the guy's right, Crane. You need to eat before the contest.
What do I eat then? I mean, just I can't have like an actual meal or else I won't be hungry enough to pound like the what, 10, 12 hot dogs I'll need to eat to win.
Texas says, got autographs after the game, the softball game with my son. Told Sam Williamson he should have thrown Diener out. Williamson said he thought it was Ennis. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's true or not. Oh, goodness. Texas says it will all boil down to the second game against Missouri. Well, that might be the case. Do we have the Missouri clip? No, it's okay if we don't. What did Mark Stoops say on the QBs? Do you want to do that one real quick?
Yeah.
What did he say on the QBs? Here's Mark Stoops earlier today at SEC Media Days.
Joey has been a terrific teammate, you know, really has come in and worked hard, gotten better each and every day. He had a really good spring. Of course, Will was not there in the spring, so he and Bo Allen were battling for the starting position, and Joey really had a good spring. Now you add Will to the mix, and we have a lot to.
No, let's not do that. Mark Stoops is at the SEC Network. Can we just rewind on that, Jack? Can we just rewind on that? There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. we got Jack panicking a little bit. This makes me happy. This ain't running LSL. Yeah, this is not the gardening show at 8 a.m. So Mark Stoops is on the SEC Network. He will say nothing interesting here, but he does have a lot of makeup on. So we'll get to that as well. Pete Futek is going to join us at 3:45. And one thing I want to ask him about Louisville, and we're going to do more Louisville talk tomorrow, is in a lot of these preseason evaluations, I have seen Louisville tied with other teams. I've seen them tied with Florida State. I've seen them tied with Boston College. Now, I've also seen Florida State like 5 or 6, and I've seen some people not be so high on Boston College. But Louisville football, a couple interesting things. Number one, when they're like tied for third, that tells me nothing. So I want to press on that. All right, so we almost have Mark Stoops here. I have watched Jack run back and forth like 8 times. Well, now all we have to do is just rewind it. Did you rewind it? All right, here we go. Let's go.
So far, Liam Cohen coming in, offensive coordinator. I felt like we had a really good spring. Almost surprised me the way guys pick things up as good as they did, as far as doing some things we hadn't really done, getting under center, huddling, the tempo, the urgency to just do the basics. I was very, very pleased. And then, you know, fundamentally picking up the scheme, getting the ball down the field, having the balance that we're looking for. It's a very exciting time for us. Defensively, steady. You know, Brad White and John Summerall, our defensive staff, always do a very good job. And We have good players returning. I think the big thing everybody's looking for is balance. And you know, we're a physical team. We can run the football, but we got to get the ball down the field and create some explosive plays.
Yes, Coach, you talked about how quick your offensive guys picked it up. Is that really goes down to the communication skills, the way you can deliver information to your players that they absorb it and are able to go out there and recreate the things that you're trying to teach. Is that what really made you, sold you on Coach Cohen?
I do. I give a lot of credit to Coach, our entire coaching staff offensively, working extremely hard in the meeting room and then turning it over to the players and them being able to execute so quickly. I also have to credit our players. I think they're very excited. They have a great sense
something
new, and they have a great sense of urgency. They have a lot of confidence in it. They're excited about it. So they've worked really hard to pick things up.
We know you guys have been able to run the football very well, certainly for the last couple of seasons. But looking forward to Coach Cohen's new offensive system, the guys that you have competing for that starting job, what are the qualities that you're looking for the guy that you put out there week one in running that offense?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I've been asked that a lot today. It's hard to describe. The bottom line is the guy that gives us the best opportunity to win, right? That's the simple answer, but there's a lot that goes into it. Yes. You know, Will was not there in the spring, so he just got there. He's a transfer from Penn State. So we had Bo Allen and Joey Gatewood in the spring. I was impressed with both of those guys. Both of them had days where they looked really elite, and they really operated the offense very effectively. I was impressed with Joey. I felt like he was very accurate of getting the ball down the field, something we're looking for. You know, with the run game, you know, you have to have the ability to create explosive plays down the field. I felt like Joey was accurate, strong arm, got the ball down the field. And then, of course, Will just got here on campus, and everybody around the program, the players that have been out there, you know, throwing with him, just say it's a different type of arm. You know, he's really talented,
real live arm.
And so, you know, we will see. There'll be quite a few practices in between, and, you know, we have some very good options.
You know, Coach, we talked to Josh Pascal earlier, and the adjectives that he used to describe your defense were tenacity, relentless, things of that nature. And how do you guys keep that going? Since you've been there, you guys' defense have been lights out. And now you're looking at replacing five guys that got drafted off that defense last year. Yeah. And what kind of comes next with you guys?
Yeah, we feel like there's four or five more that can be drafted off this year's team. I really do. I feel like we're doing a good job of producing those guys, of developing, you know, NFL-type talent. But it comes from playing hard. You understand that. You know, you play it. You know, it's just, that's defense. I mean, attention to detail, doing all the little things, boring stuff that people don't want to talk about, but being really locked in and doing those things and fundamentally playing the game. Everybody looks better when 11 guys are in good position. You know, when you get people out of position in your defense, that's when you look sloppy. That's when there's tough tackles. There's not angles. There's no leverage and things of that nature. So we really harp on that. Our coaches do a really good job, and our players take great pride in it. We're not perfect, but I tell you, we're striving to be. We're striving to play with just that relentless attitude each and every week and really take it to another level.
Coach, you get me excited over here talking my defense language. Angles, relentlessness, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Yusuf Coker, your safety, tell me what he means to this defense as he's continued to age in this defense.
Yeah, Yusuf is just a guy that number one, he's a tremendous leader, which you know we all need, and but he's very selfless. I mean, he cares about his team. He plays for his team, plays extremely hard, very talented. I think he's a guy that has always been a thumper. He's a big, strong guy. He's physical, which we all like, but he's really improved. He's got great range now. He's showing that. He's making interceptions, making big plays. So I really feel like he's set for a big year.
Awesome.
Coach, I have to let you know that earlier when we had Josh on, Roman kind of tried to trap him a little bit, you know, in a little bit of player speak, because he asked him to circle one game on the schedule that he was most looking forward to. And you should be proud, because Josh said, game one.
Thank you.
The game that I have circled. But I'm curious to know from you, knowing Josh has been such a leader on this team, everything that he's gone through on and off the football field, what makes him so special? What makes him someone that maybe could play at the next level?
Well, you know, he's a very unique guy, and a guy that I could sit up here and talk about for an hour.
I believe that.
He's also, I think the best way to describe him, he's just very matter of fact. what he says he means. You know, he does it. He was like that in recruiting, getting recruited by everybody in the country. And ultimately, when he decided to come to Kentucky, it was as simple as that. So, I'm coming. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, I'm coming, and that's it. And that's the end of it. And it's just kind of how he goes about his business every day. Even when, you know, he was told he had cancer and just fighting through that, he was just very matter of fact, okay, what do I have to do? Let's do it. Let's take care of business. And, you know, like he said, he had to learn some patience and fight through a lot of that. But I even for him, who's a tough guy to read at times, you know, there was a lot to work through there, you know, for him. And he is very grateful. You know, I think he's always been that way. He's always been so respectful, very grateful, great teammate. But I think since then, he's even taken it to another level. And that's why so many people respect him.
Yeah, he talked about cherishing every moment that he gets to get on the field, because for a while he didn't have that opportunity, and making sure he funnels that through the rest of his teammates. He's a great leadership.
Listen, I know this is boring, but now we're committed. Everyone's texting in, dump out of this. No, we're committed to the end of this boring ass Mark Stoops. No, you are going to listen to this right now on the SEC Network. Go ahead, Jack.
A lot of players like Josh, though, who have that blue collar chip on their shoulder mentality. If you're the underdog, we're going to prove
blue collar tenacity. This is terrible. This is it's bad radio. We're going back out live right now.
What do you say to these guys to try to get them to Kentucky?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. There's no special, you know, wording. But I mean, I like to live by divine discontent. You know what I mean? There's, you know, don't worry about what you did in the past, good or bad. You know what I mean?
Divine discontent. Suck it. This is good.
On our shoulder. You know, you got to practice that way. You got to attack the summer that way. And, you know, we don't want to be satisfied with anything that we're doing. There's always a better way to do things. But we also like to enjoy each other's company. I want the players to enjoy this experience. I want them to love the University of Kentucky, love their teammates, but also do it in a matter of they're not content. They're not happy. They want to do better. You know, this is an extremely competitive league, as you know. And if you're not that way, you're going to get ran over.
In other words, you want guys ticked off, walking around all the time.
All the time.
I get it. That's sometimes those are the best ones.
Yeah,
now, Coach, we got to talk about this because I got a name drop, my favorite name in all of football. And that's Kvasie.
Jack is going to call for you, Tech. We'll catch him on the fly. I am force feeding this Mark Stoops sound to you right now.
Multiple things. And you got Chris Rodriguez, which is the hammer, coming down here all the time. Are you going to be able to split him out? You're going to do some different things. Really just getting your best players and putting them in position to be successful.
Yeah, without giving away too much, but that is definitely a plan.
Yes.
We had him on the field at the same time in the spring. We will continue to do that. You got to use your best personnel. Mm-hmm. Kvasie is a very good football player, very talented. Again, a guy I think that's ready to take it to the next level with him and Chris are a great complement to each other. And so we look forward to playing them both and playing them all.
Coach, Commissioner Sankey introduced you and listed off some of your hobbies, including the painting. Now I'm curious, are you one of those guys who you're painting your own house or are you hiring someone?
My painting days are over.
Okay, all right.
I can't lie. I definitely pride myself on being a professional painter. I can paint right now. There's no doubt. If you need your house painted, I can do it. I grew up, my father was a little, you know, school teacher and coach, and you know we needed to make money in the summer, and so myself, my brothers,
all right,
of
we
us
can dump out of that. All right, let's go ahead and dump out of that, Jack. All right, so there's Mark Stoops on the SEC Network. We bring in on the fly Pete Futek at College Football News. First of all, Pete, good afternoon. We got to a point to where I didn't have a commercial break, okay? And Mark Stoops was just being very boring, and the audience wanted. Shocking. The audience wanted me to dump out of it, and I said no, and I force-fed him Mark Stoops for five more minutes before we got to you. So Pete Futek with us at Pete Futek, excuse me, if you save that for the mixtape. If you want to follow him on Twitter, College Football News, SEC Media Days going on right now. ACC, our guys will be down there Wednesday and Thursday. Pete, good afternoon, sir. How are you, man? Long time no talk.
I'm guessing your audience is going to want to dump me faster than they dump Stoops, but I'll hang in there anyway with you. Are you in Hoover? Are you
no.
at any of these things?
No, I didn't go.
Nah,
no.
Me neither. Because no. here's the thing, and you kind of, you're joking about it, but I'm actually kind of serious here. I fired Media Days a while ago. I mean, I'm here in Chicago. If I have nothing else to do, I'll go to the Big Tech.
Oh, place. Yeah,
but
sure.
Like, the problem is, outside of getting to drink and, you know, with all your media people, there's no point because it's like, oh, hey, talk about the team, blah, blah, blah. And the answer is always, well, we're working hard. There's Media Days. That's every question, every answer. It's not even a question. Talk about's not a question. Talk about this. Well, we are working hard. There. That's it. There's Media Days right there for you. That's all you really need, except maybe this year, the one big question, obviously, that everyone is asking, and they do give the coaches and, you know, everyone credit, they do seem prepared for it, the how vaccinated are you for your team? Because, look, you know, whatever your thoughts, persuasions, whatever, that's it. That's all that matters this year, and for the betting public, that's huge. For the fan base, that's huge. Because now it's, you know, the NFL took the lead on this, and colleges and the commissioners are saying the same thing. Hey, we will go on without you. If you're not, you know, yes, of course, whatever, I'm not going to get into medical stuff, but the chances of, you know, being a fully vaccinated team playing are better than one without fully vaccinated teams. So whatever you want to, you know, scream and yell about, the chance, and Michael Irvin put this best, if you want to win, you got to kind of play the game here, and that's it. And look, so far, the coaches and especially the commissioners have been sort of pitch perfect on this.
Yeah, they have, and Sankey was yesterday. I want to get into that with Pete Futek here. I mean, okay, so what do you make of, you know, Sankey yesterday coming out and saying, you know, what, 6 of 14 teams have hit that threshold, and Kentucky is far away from that. By the way, Louisville is not. Kentucky has a ways to go. That's what Stoops said today. This is going to be something that we talk about. What do you make of the conferences that have lagged on this? Seemingly the SEC is one of them.
Different attitude than last year at this time. Remember, yeah, and again, I know we're crossing lines here, which I don't really want to get into, but look, the SEC is mostly red state. Big 12 is mostly red state. Bob Bowlesby, which came straight out and said, we got to get our players vaccinated. And forgetting, again, the medical side of this, it's pragmatic from a business side, because if you have cancellations, athletic departments, TV networks, everybody loses a ton of money.
Oh yeah.
So from a straight business side, you know, the conference commissioners are just basically saying, look, we don't want cancellations. We will not reschedule these games if you don't get your teams vaccinated. And so I know what'll happen. There's going to be a cancellation at some point, and you're going to get Twitter going crazy, screaming it's the flu and all that kind of stuff. Again, that's a different argument.
Oh yeah.
The reality is, here's the game. If your team has infections, your game will get canceled. So how do you minimize that? And again, you know, this goes beyond politics. It goes beyond everything else. Those are the rules of the game, and keep playing with or without your team, and that's the one thing that can derail you.
Other big picture things coming out here in the last couple days. Pete Futek with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Greg Sankey being vocal, you know, criticizing, saying some good things, but also, I mean, it's coming out here now, the NCAA change and all of that nonsense that we've talked about for so very long. I guess, what do you make of it, and what do you think the end game is for someone like Greg Sankey? More power? What do you think it is when he comes out and says, hey, we need to change some things up here?
A whole lot more power, because it's what he's the commissioner over the biggest football conference in the country. The Big Ten is still the biggest conference in terms of just money, just reach, academics, alumni base. Just the Big Ten is the big deal conference. Obviously, though, the energy and the focus on the best teams and the talent are all in the SEC. And so he's presiding over just this multi-billion dollar business, which is going to be the SEC, and especially SEC football. And it's going to get a little tricky, because while I kind of think the world kind of doesn't care as much as we think they do about name, image, and likeness stuff, because there are players are already getting stipends and other things that fans just don't know about. This is just kind of a little more out there and kind of cooler. where this is going to get weird is what happens when quarterback A has a deal with, oh, I don't know, a sweet tea company, and quarterback B wins the job. Like, is the agent of quarterback A going to get in on this? Like, you know, this is going to get tricky real fast. So they are going to have to kind of figure out how to work the transfer portal. They are going to have to figure out how to deal with agents. There's a whole lot of sticky stuff that's about to happen here that goes outside of the sport itself.
Pete Futek with us here on The Take on a Tuesday. A couple more. Dabo Swinney came out today at ACC Media Days. Doesn't think 12 teams can win the national title. I guess I mostly agree with that. Scott Satterfield, by the way, said something very similar, and you would think it'd be better for him. And then with Clemson, Dabo also said, you know, our players did not want to play more games. I guess that's the headline from a sleepy ACC before that begins tomorrow there in Charlotte. What did you make of that?
There's two ways to look at all this if you're a coach. On the one hand, coaches, schools, athletic directors, administrators love bowl games because if there's 40 bowl games, 40 teams win their seasons with a win. The alumni's happy. Everyone's happy, happy. And so it's one sport where you can end your season with a win and not have a chance, not be a championship. So it's at least getting into a postseason. So there's a lot of positives to that. But I don't know why, on the flip side, I don't know why any coach wouldn't want the expanded playoff. Because especially if you're Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma, because now there's a safety net. Or like Notre Dame, for example.
Just what I was going to say.
To be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say big safety net. Yeah, I was going to say big safety net. You said safety net. Our brains are in sync right now, Pete. Exactly.
Because why? That's scary.
Yeah.
But why, you know, if now you can lose a game.
Yeah.
You know, you can, like right now, whoever loses that Clemson-Georgia game to start the season, you kind of can't lose again and hope to get in the college football playoff is the way this thing works. Whereas in the future, okay, you know, you can play those games. You know, win your conference championship and you're in. And again, you can finish fifth. You could lose a second game. You know, you could, there's a whole lot of advantages to this. And look, if you're getting paid, you know, a gajillion million dollars to coach football, then just keep coaching football.
Pete Futek with us quickly on the local teams. Tomorrow we'll get Scott Satterfield sound. I'm sure he'll be on ESPN Louisville a time or two. You guys in the preseason there at collegefootballnews.com had them fourth behind, obviously, Boston College, NC State, and Clemson, looking at ACC preseason rankings. And then, you know, on the Kentucky side, I think you guys had them, third? So what do you think of Kentucky and Louisville? Will Levis probably the starting quarterback there at Kentucky? Louisville should have a good offense, but I am worried. You know, you lose JV and Hawkins and that host of wide receivers. I'm sure we'll talk to you before the season, but what do you make of those two teams?
Just basically win the 50-50 games. You're not going to win the ACC championship if you're Louisville. There's Clemson, there's North Carolina, and on the bottom end, let's say there's Duke and Georgia Tech, and then everyone else is basically 6-6. So if you're Louisville, just, you know, again, you're not going to win the ACC championship. So just get bowling, hope for a winning season, win enough, look good, look the part, and do enough just to get 6-6, 7-5, and a winning season's a plus. You know, for Kentucky, it seems to be all about the schedule. If you look at their schedule,
the middle.
The first quarter is great. The third quarter is great. But you're right, the sandwich in the middle, the meat in the middle there is a big problem. But there's no excuse with that. I mean, they're not really an 8-4 talented team. But with the revamped offense, a little more explosion, a little more pop to go along with what they already do, 8-4 is a shootable goal before going to the to a bowl game. And, you know, again, we've talked about this before. I know we're kind of past, you know, Kentucky being a cute, you know, story at a basketball school. But 8-4 for Kentucky, that's pretty good. That would be a really strong season to keep this all going under Stoops.
Well, I would say this, and we'll get you out of here with this. Darian Kennard came out and said, see you guys in Atlanta. Vince Merrill has been very vocal. I mean, Kentucky is being vocal, like, hey, they're behind Georgia. They're second in the SEC. I agree with you that 8-4, a chance to use the bowl season for a ninth win, would be topping out. But I don't think they feel that way. That's what's going to make this season interesting locally about Kentucky football. And then you say what you said about Louisville get to a bowl game. I don't know if that's good or bad, Pete. Would you say that? I don't know.
Good.
You know,
it's
I mean,
good.
Is it?
You know,
is
again,
it?
It's punching until we get to that 12-team playoff. When you really do, like, that was, you know, listen, like, to go back real quick, the fun of a 12-team playoff is last year, Northwestern's playing for a shot to get in the college football playoff. Iowa State is playing for a chance to get in the college football playoff. Indiana would have been in.
Cincinnati,
you know, so we're not there yet. So if you're at Louisville, until we get to what you're trying to do is just keep moving forward, keep improving, keep getting better, and then in 2 years we do get that 12-team playoff most likely, then that's your goal. Then your goal is to be that team that Kentucky is saying, be the third or fourth best team in the SEC. Be the, you know, the third best team in the ACC. And then you got a shot at real fun.
Pete, take care, my friend. We'll talk with you down the road. Enjoy all the media days hijinks. Lane Kiffin's talking right now, so there you go. Take care.
There you go.
Have fun. All right. Thank you. Pete Fucek, always loved catching up with him. College football news, collegefootballnews.com. They have the entire spreadsheet there, their previews to get you ready for the season. At Pete Fucek, if you want to follow him on Twitter. Look at Lane. You want to go out to Lane real quick? Just a peek
the
in?
The commissioner's fine last year. I think I tweeted that Knox's college fund is gone thanks to the fine there. So it's good to see commissioner, and it's good to be here. I guess it was 12 years ago.
Oh, look at Lane Train up there. Just look at him. Texas says, let me read some of these. We need to take a break, don't we? I tell you what, quick break on the other end. I'll read your text. John Hale coming up in a half an hour.